This is McGulture, a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration, exploring different facets of culture produced by McGill students.
So we're here with Amanda and Mijong Lee from CINAIG. They are the coordinator and the founder and artistic director of AMERA Asia Film Festival. So I just wanted to first ask the founder, Mijong Lee, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, like where you're from?
We are about to start our film festival. It's called AmerAsia Montreal Asian Film Festival. This year is going to be our fourth edition. So at the office right now, every day we are going up and down to prepare the festival. But we are very, very excited to take this festival at Musée des Beaux-Arts and Saint-Trophy. Both, I believe, that's kind of a prestigious venues, right?
Can you tell me a little bit more about what's different about this fourth edition?
Okay, so for the fourth edition of AmerAsia Film Festival, we have a more avant-gardist and more experimental-driven films and a focus in South Asian cinema. That's why we have the highlights on the Philippine New Wave. And therefore, we invite director Kitla Tahimik. He's a really well-known filmmaker around the world. Like, currently he's in a world tour to, like, Prague, to Amsterdam, yeah. Germany, Vietnam, and he's coming to Montreal. So
he's from the Philippines?
Yeah, he's from the Philippines. So also we have Kevin De La Cruz, who is a Filipino filmmaker as well, known in the independent filmmaking and Philippine New Wave movement. So that's interesting for our fourth edition. Also, we have a special program called Initiation. So usually AmerAsia has like all these Asian content films, but in the Initiation program, we have films that deal with non-Asian content or a blend of Asian and non-Asian content. So that will be interesting for AmerAsia. Yeah. Also, the One Piece Film Project, it's open to all professional and emerging artists in Montreal. It was inspired by the Japanese One Piece manga series, and we wanted to relive the traditional filmmaking because it's just a one-take film and integrate with technology of today, like smartphones, tablets, or just the new cameras. So yeah, we encourage our filmmakers to take on the challenge of making a one-take film, maximum 5 minutes, by using these technologies, and it's within 72 hours.
Can you explain a little bit about what the Philippine New Wave movement is and how that's exhibited in your films?
So the Philippine New Wave is a movement that started in late 1970s. If you know about the French New Wave, that's like the first New Wave movement in cinema. Well, the New Wave movement in Asia started later. So with the in the Philippines, it's kind of like the most, let's say, not popular, but the most pronounced movement, let's say. And basically, amateur filmmakers just had like these cameras that are not professional, and they start to make films out of it. So that's it's kind of like a non-commercial filmmaking.
Earlier, Amanda, you said that this time for this edition, you were going to mix some non-Asian film content, or were planning on exhibiting films that exhibited that. And so I was just wondering what that means, and also if in that answer you could explain what it means to be Asian Quebecois and what's going to be different about those films.
Sorry not to mention earlier, the initiation program includes non-Asian content, so it's kind of a way for AmerAsia to reach out to other communities than just our Asian Canadian communities in Montreal. So this year we have the short film Look Look Mother by director Wayne Wapimuka. It's a native director, and it's his first short film. So it deals with the Canadian identity, but being an Aboriginal person. Mm-hmm. Also, we have the documentary Where I Go by director Kevin Niang from Cambodia. And it deals with someone who is from Cameroonian descent and Cambodian. So it kind of explores how a person of different ethnicity lives in an Asian context. So it kind of reflects Amerasia in the sense that we want to give a voice, a bigger voice, to Asian people in a Canadian context, Quebecois, mm-hmm. let's say. Usually we promote and we support Asian Canadian filmmakers. And this year we have a program that is Quebecois, so we have Francophone films as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just a celebration of being Asian in Quebec and in Canada, mm-hmm. and just embracing all those cultural differences.
How do you select the films for the festival?
Well, that's a kind of a long process. It's not just one day we come up with a theme and let's choose this and that and that. Over the past 19 years, I think I've been programming various kind of films at many other film festivals. And then Amerasia, since we want to be identified as Asian content oriented film festivals, over the years and as well as this year, I travel around the festivals, and then whenever we see or I see some films, then and take a note, and then think what could be the best theme and what are missing in Montreal, what Montreal audiences, so what they haven't seen, haven't watched some areas. So that's how it came up. And the Philippine New Wave, I've slowly contacted and learned about that community since last year. And then I realized, although I'm Asian, I don't know much about Philippine community and their culture at all. And also, it's been very hard to watch, to find their movies to watch. So I thought it would be interesting slowly, and then slowly I studied about, and then I was able to see there is a new narrative form that's been developed in Philippines. And I discussed with our team, Amanda and other people, and they also showed their interest. Then we slowly looked at some films and slowly got into...
Can you explain more what the strong relation between literature and the image your book recommendation is trying to highlight? So are we meant to read one of these books and link them to a specific film, or are they supposed to deepen our general understanding of the films on a broader level?
For the first time, we are relating the films and the literature together, and we realized about 5 movies are connected to some renowned, internationally renowned books. Film is, as a sixth art. So it's all kind of art that comes together and then it puts on screen. You can put them all together as in one art. And that's how so tightly and closely related one to the other. Literature and cinema are not that far. And also philosophy and cinema is not that far. And same thing is music and image, they are not far. It's always there together. But how to match it and how we structure it may bring us into different art form.
Oh, I was also interested in what your nonprofit organization, CineAzi, does beyond the festival.
CineAzi, actually the name of CineAzi, it's called CineAzi Film Institute. That it was founded in 1996 when I came here as a foreign student to do my master program. I thought Montreal, it would be interesting to have a much stronger Asian voice that comes from Asian descent. So that's how, since I am, my background has been always in cinema, I started to have a small size of film festivals and retrospective that we brought kind of a well-recognized, acclaimed film director's work to show at Cinémathèque Québécoise. And then slowly we expanded it to showcase those Asian films across Canada, all cinematheques, as well as in North America, meaning that we started to contact showcasing all the films at New York, NYU, and UCLA, and the Smithsonian Museums in Washington.
Would you both be able to recommend certain films that you particularly love yourself and that you would recommend the Greater McGill community to go see?
Honestly, we carefully chose our films. So definitely, if everybody can get a VIP pass, then perfect, you know. But for sure, La Salada is one of our highlighted feature films. It's directed by Juan Martin Xu, who is Argentinian and Taiwanese. So he's our Asian filmmaker, but living in Argentina. Other films are Where I Go, by Kavik Niang. For animated shorts, our highlight is the film There Is a Garden by Masud Rauf. He's our Montreal-based animator and filmmaker, and he'll be giving an artist talk following his film screening.
Can you just remind us when the festival is starting and until when it is going on for?
Begins on October 30 at Musée des Beaux-Arts. It's a full-day free admission day. And then it continues till November 2nd. The 3 days, like October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd, it's at Fee Center. And our tickets are already on sale. The pre-sale ends on October 30. And the sales are from October 31st to November 2nd. People can find more information about our ticket sales on our website at www.AmerijaFestival.com, as well as our programming.
Okay, thank you very much for telling us so much about this.